insulin for as low as $35 at Hy-Vee Pharmacy. That's right. Manage your diabetes for less with insulin for as low as $35 per month. Visit Hy-Vee.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. See pharmacy for eligibility details.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
And we're back here on our pregame show as the Buck girls get ready to start the season tonight against Jackson County Central. And joining us now, Buck head coach Chris Voss to talk about a brand new season here. Chris, we're starting the year with kind of some young players again this year. We have a little bit of experience back, but quite a bit of inexperience. It's a mix for sure, isn't it?
It is definitely a mix for sure. That's well said. We've got a couple with some experience back and some that'll play tonight that haven't ever played on a varsity game before. So it'll be a fun little mix to see how everybody gels together.
So what would you say about, you know, last year? And, you know, we had some struggles for sure. And going into this year, I know maybe you were counting on some other gals to come out that didn't this year. But going into this year, I guess it's going to be a kind of a work in progress again from the beginning here with quite a few new faces.
Yeah, that's exactly what our mantra has kind of been here the last couple of weeks. Is we're putting everything together and we're saying we are building and we're going to continue to try to build throughout the season. So we're not going to put too many eggs in our basket right away, and we're going to see where we're at and what we do, and we're going to continue to be focused on building around these girls because we have a really solid group right now, and there's no seniors, so we're expecting all of them to be back next year. So the building process should be good this year.
And you are going to, in this first game tonight, give the opportunity to a number of players. We're going to see a lot of gals get out there and get a chance to play, aren't we?
We are. And our plan is to play 10 girls tonight. You know, sometimes the rotations get a little tougher when you start talking about 10, but our plan is to get 10 out there on the floor at different times and see how things go and give them all an opportunity to get so to speak, get their feet wet at the varsity level and see what we can accomplish. So it'd be kind of fun to rotate in that many players.
All right. Jackson County Central, they were a really good team last year. Chris, I think they lost some seniors. What are you expecting here tonight?
Yeah, they lost a couple players off of last year's team, but they kind of kept a nucleus together, too. They have three seniors, a junior, and a sophomore that'll be starting. So the three seniors have played a lot of minutes over the years. They have Riley Cothar, who's going to be going to Winona State next year. She's already committed and signed there. She's averaged 30 points a game, I believe, last year, and she's just a very tough matchup for everybody. So they're good. They'll be very solid. They run the same system that they've been running, so they're very familiar with it. So it'll be a great opponent tonight.
All right. Have you changed much offensively or defensively this year based on different girls or a lot of the same things as last year, Chris?
No, that's a great question. We have thrown a new wrinkle into an offense. I feel we're a little more guard orientated right now. So we will be doing a little more of a motion style offense that we haven't seen a lot of over the last few years. And the girls have kind of responded well to that. They like it. But you know, Jackson County Central likes to play a lot of zone too. So I don't know how much of that offense we'll get to run tonight. We'll be running our zone offense a lot more. But if we get an opportunity, we'll be running it.
How about defensively then? A lot of the same as last year? Or?
Yeah, you know what? It will be a lot of the same. I think our pieces fit in well with what we've been trying to do defensively, whether we're running a zone or whether we're running our man defense. So you'll see some of the same things when we run our zone. It's not the typical just sit back 2-3 zone. It's got a little more action to it, and we will plan on running both of those tonight.
All right. Final thoughts then. Things you're telling the girls going into game one here tonight, just to maybe get off to a decent start.
Yeah, you know, we've the word I've kept using is just be relaxed. A lot of them are a little tense and been fighting for positions or minutes that they think they're fighting for, and now it's time to play after almost 3.5 weeks of no game. So just relax, let the chips fall where they may, and we'll find out where we're at and what we got to work on. But the biggest thing is go out there and play and have some fun after all these practices, and we'll deal with the rest of it afterwards.
All right, there you go. Chris Voss, Buck head coach on our pregame. We'll take a break. Back with more in just a moment.
Greetings from all of us at Stateline Cooperative. This holiday season, we hope that you get the opportunity to spend time with family, friends, or neighbors. And when you reflect on this past year, you feel truly blessed. We wish you and your family health, love, prosperity, and peace. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas. Be safe. Be thankful. Be kind. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Weaver's Other Store in Buffalo Center has great gift ideas for the whole family. New items include Ariat shoes and clothing, Hoka and New Balance shoes, Carhartt clothing for men and kids, snow boots for the whole family, and don't forget about Red Wing and Twisted X boots. Shop early for the best selection. Weaver's will be open Thursday nights till 7 until Christmas for your shopping convenience. Shop Weaver's Other Store in Buffalo Center this holiday season.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care in our Fairmount and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
And we're back here on our pregame show. Jackson County Central head coach Rafe York joining us now as they get set to take on the Bucks here tonight. And Rafe, you guys already have one game under the belt here from last week and a pretty good start to a 76-51 win over Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. They did lose a number of starters from last year's team, but still not a bad start, right? Your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, we got out to a pretty good start. You know, it's always nice to get a big win. You know, it definitely looked like a first game. You know, we had a certain amount of, I don't know if it was rust or slop, but we had a plenty of it yet, you know, early in the game, but we worked through it pretty well and you know, picked things up in the late part of the first half, and we were able to, you know, play our fast style of basketball, and it paid off.
All right. Well, talking about your team this year, I think you lost a couple of key players maybe. Tell us, but you have some good ones back, and it kind of starts with Riley Coether. She has been a solid player for you for a while, but there were a few shoes to fill, I'm sure, right?
Well, we actually have all five starters back, which is really nice.
Okay.
But, a couple key bench players, you know, Emma Heron and Megan Benson both played a lot of minutes last year off the bench. So we're rebuilding the bench a bit. But as far as the starting lineup, we're solid there. You know, we've got all five back, and which it gives us a nice start because, you know, we feel like we're ahead of the game because I don't have to teach anyone anything new as far as what we do. They've all done it before, and the bench players, you know, are stepping in just fine. So, you know, as far as, I mean, we're in a good position for the early season.
I think you were 17-10 last year, if I recall correctly here. So I would guess with everybody back like that, you're hoping for even bigger and better things this year, right?
We are. You know, I've seen a bit of a change in our team. I mean, it's a subtle change, but I feel like they're a lot more committed to winning. I mean, that sounds terrible to say, I guess, looking back, but I just feel like it's more of a we attitude, which is great. You know, it makes it a lot more fun to coach them. I think that's just part of the maturity of having played together for a year. In some cases, you know, like Riley and Kylie have both been starting for, I think, 4 years now. Riley's on her third year of starting. So, you know, they've played together quite a while. So, you know, they've come together as a team, and you know, the bench players, you know, they're right there with them. You know, so it makes for a lot of fun at practice and a lot of productive practice.
All right, it's Blue Earth Area here tonight. I know you know plenty about them. They have definitely struggled as of late, and I think this year, you know, it's going to be a challenge for them again this year. What do you know about the Bucks? What are you expecting here tonight?
Boy, I it's their first game, so I haven't gotten to see anything new on them. I know, I'm going to mess up her name, Lola.
Lola Lundquist, yep.
you know, she beat us up last year a little bit. I think she averaged 24, 25 points against us last year. So, you know, we know we've got to hold that down a little bit. But outside of that, I don't really know much, you know, other than what they did last year. They played a lot of man against us, so, you know, we're ready for that. And but, you know, we go into every game expecting the team to plan for Riley, because, you know, she was honorable mention All-State last year and averaged 31. So she kind of stands out when you're scouting. So, you know, we know we're going to have to adjust to whatever they do to take her away. And, you know, we'll just take it as it goes. You know, it's early season, so you kind of have to go by the seat of your pants a little bit.
All right. Final thoughts here, Rafe. What are you telling the girls going into this one to make sure you can try to secure another win?
Well, you know, the first thing I'm telling them is, you know, it's a busy week. We've got three games this week, and, you know, it's a good early season test for us to get all these games in. And, you know, we're going to focus on doing things right. And, you know, every day is another step up the ladder. So that's kind of our approach, is get a little bit better every day. And, you know, we'll let the record take care of itself. We'll let everything else take care of itself. We're just going to focus on improving every step of the way.
That's Rafe York, Jackson County Central head coach, on our pregame show right there. We're going to take another quick break. Back with more coming up.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask Mid Iowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Has an accident or injury resulted in wage loss or medical bills? The attorneys at Front Lundquist and Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
And a good Tuesday evening, everyone. We welcome you back to the Blue Earth Area High School Gym in Blue Earth for tonight's matchup between Blue Earth Area and Jackson County Central. As we take a look at your starters, first of all, for the visitors up on the scoreboard, the Huskies of Jackson County Central. Number one, Palin Souther, a 5'10" sophomore. Number four, Riley Cother, a 5'10" senior. Also starting will be number 21, Kylie Wenzel, 5'8" senior. Number 23, Briley Anderson, 5'5" senior. And number 34, Madeline Rao, a 6' junior. As we mentioned, Jackson County Central 1-0 with a 76-51 win over Lake Crystal Walker Memorial last Monday night. Now for Blue Earth Area, their starters, number 2, Gray Shavey, 5'5" junior. Number 4, Carol Schrader, 5'6" junior. Number 5, Lola Lundquist, 5'4" junior. Number 14, Jessica Moore, a 5'10" junior, as well as number 12, Ruby Ellis, a 5'8" junior here for the Bucks of Blue Earth Area as they open up their season here tonight. And jumping for Blue Earth Area, Ruby Ellis. And jumping here now for Jackson County Central, it'll be Madeline Rao. And we're just about set to get things going here tonight here on 98.1 FM, KBEW Blue Earth, Minnesota. Royce Murrah stepping in at the last minute for Randy, and the opening tip-off is controlled here now by Jackson County Central. Underneath this time to counter, turnaround jump shot, no good. Shot put back up and good that time by Wenzel, and I believe she'll go to the free throw line here now for Jackson County Central. And they count the basket, yes, as she picks up the opening basket of the game. And going for the traditional three-point play is going to be Wenzel. Picking up the foul for Blue Earth Area is Lundquist. And Lundquist picks up her first. Free throw is up and good. Wenzel completes the three-point play for the Huskies and Jackson County. Well, they're going to say it's no good. She stepped over the line, or someone stepped over the line, and the free throw is no good. And Jackson County Central comes out with a full-court press. Inbounds to Blue Earth Area. Got to get rid of it. Taken away this time. Shot put up is no good. Here now by Cother, and the ball is going to end up going out of bounds. And it's going to go back here now to Blue Earth Area. Just underway here from the Blue Earth Area High School gym. Inbounds pass attempted now by Schrader. Schrader gets it in this time to Shavey. Shavey gets it back up to Lundquist, back out to Schrader. Full court press applied here by Jackson County Central. Down court pass is knocked away. And turnover on Blue Earth Area. So Blue Earth Area with the turnover here that time. So a couple of turnovers here on Blue Earth Area to open things up with 17:34 left to go in the first half. Inbounds pass this time. Going to be going up on top this time here. Now to Wenzel on the left side. Wenzel will take the baseline, drive in, shoot, and score. Wenzel's got all 4 points now for Jackson County Central. An immediate timeout here now for Blue Earth Area. And we'll step aside as well with 17:22 left to go here in the first half. And our score, Jackson County Central 4, Blue Earth Area nothing. We're back with more in 30 seconds.
Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296.
Blue Earth Area basketball. Inbounds pass this time goes to Lundquist. Full court press applied here now by Jackson County Central. Lundquist gets it back off now to Schrader. Back to Lundquist. Back to Schrader now in the front court. Basket to our right. Up on top to Lundquist here now for Blue Earth Area. Man-to-man defense applied by the Huskies. Gets it back up to Chavy on the high post left side. Up on top here to Schrader. Schrader now with it. Schrader loses it and taken away this time by Jackson County Central. We go the other way. Shot put up and good that time here now by, I believe, Briley Anderson. Anderson gets her first basket of the night. 6-0 our score. Huskies up on top early with a basketball. Lundquist. Lundquist gets it back out to Schrader. Back to Lundquist. Loose basketball again, and that one is going to be taken this time here now by Shavey. But they're going to call 10 seconds here on Blue Earth Area. And the ball will end up going back here now to Jackson County Central with 16:37 left to go here in half number one. Inbounds pass attempted now by Briley Anderson here now for Jackson County Central. Anderson gets that one in this time here now to Souther. Sether, top of the key here now, firing back over now to Anderson on the right side. Anderson, high post, gets it back out now to Sether on the right wing. Sether back inside to Cather. Cather, turnaround jump shot is good. Turnaround jump shot that time by Cather is good, and it's 8-0 Jackson County Central up on top. And again, they put the full court press on Blue Earth area. Lundquist now with it. She tries to bring it down court. Still in the back court. Gets it off now to Shavey. Schrader, I should see it in the front court. Back now to Lundquist. Lundquist, NBA 3, high post left side is air ball out of bounds. And it goes back here now to Blue Earth, back to Jackson County Central. Jackson County Central up on top here, 8-0 with 16 minutes left to go here now in half number one. Cather with it now in the front court. Basket to our left. Gets it back off to Anderson. Anderson penetrates. Fires back out now to Wenzel. Wenzel for three. On the right side, no good. Dribble out of bounds. It goes back to Blue Earth area. Second turnover here now on Jackson County Central. Sub time. It'll be Zadie Farmer checking in for the first time here now for the Huskies. She'll come in here now for Kylie Wenzel. And the Huskies bring on their full court press once again. Another takeaway. Here's a shot put up underneath. It's going to be good here now by Sether. Sether with the shot to drop. That's her first deuce of the night. Boy, this full court press is deadly here for Jackson County Central. They basically smother all over Blue Earth area. Down court pass this time. Hitting to the front court now. And we have got a whistle and a foul underneath here now on Jackson County Central. And Jackson County Central guilty of that one. And let's see who that one's going to be on. Riley Cather picks up her first personal at the free throw line now. Jessica Moore for a pair. Jessica's first free throw is up and good. Jessica getting the first point on the scoreboard for Blue Earth area. 10-0 our score. Jackson County Central on top with 15:25 left to go in the first half. Moore's second free throw coming up. That one is up. That one is good. Moore, 2-for-2 that time from the free throw line. And it's 10-2, Jackson County Central up on top. Three-point attempt by Farmer is off the back of the iron. Rebound fought for and taken here now by Wenzel. Wenzel underneath this time to Sether. She goes in, shoots, and scores. Sether up to 4. 12-2 now our score. Jackson County Central up on top. Inbounds pass goes to Lundquist. Lundquist off this time to Schrader to the front court. Basket to our right. Loose basketball again. And a turnover on Blue Earth area. This time to Sether. Back in the front court. Basket to our left. Going to go back inside here now to Cather. She'll drive. Shoot. No good. Rebound taken by Lundquist here for Blue Earth area. Lundquist will bring it down court now. She's in the front court. Basket to our right this time up on top of the key. Going to get it back off this time here now to Schrader. Loose basketball again. Another turnover on Blue Earth area. Shot put up underneath. It's going to be good this time now by Farmer. Farmer with her first basket of the night. And a timeout called by Blue Earth area with 14:29 left to go in the first half. And our score, Jackson County Central 14, Blue Earth area 2. We're back with more in 1 minute.
Working outside has its ups and downs, especially when temperatures plummet. What fuels me when my face is frozen? Football, flannels, family. What fuels my equipment? Cenex, Wintermaster Premium Diesel. Its enhanced additive package maximizes performance in weather as harsh as 30 below, in the field, on the road, and in the extreme cold. Cenex Wintermaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Avoid gelling and blockages this winter with Cenex Wintermaster, available at Newway K&H Cooperative. Learn more at newway-knh.com.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Back at Blue Earth area, Grace Shavey with the inbounds pass here for Blue Earth area, getting into Lundquist. Lundquist off to Shavey, another takeaway shot from Sether underneath, up and good. That is now 6 for Sether. And it's 16-2, Jackson County Central up on top. Another turnover here for the Huskies. Getting it back off this time here now to Anderson. Back underneath to Souther. Hook shot for Souther is no good. Rebound taken by Blue Earth area. We get to go the other way here once. Lundquist in the front court. Basket to our right this time. Lundquist, top of the key, fires back out this time here now to Aulis. Over on the left wing, and loose basketball again, picked up this time here now by the Huskies. Another turnover on Blue Earth area, down court pass, that one taken by Lundquist. So a turnover now on Jackson County Central. Lundquist in the front court, basket to our right this time, on the high post right side. Lundquist up on top with it here now for Blue Earth area, finds a wide open lane, goes in, shoots, no good. Rebound taken here now by the Huskies. With the basketball here now. Sophia Hall in the ball game for the first time. And the save is no good that time by Jackson County Central. It goes back to Blue Earth area. Both teams go into their bench here now. Checking in once again, number 21, Wenzel back in the ball game here for the Huskies. Blue Earth area ball. Shavy will attempt the inbounds pass here now for the Bucks. Gets it into Moore. Moore, top of the key. Loose basketball again, taken away by the Huskies. First shot, no good. Second shot by Cather is up and in underneath. She's got four, 18-2. This is probably one of the toughest full-court presses I've seen in a long time. Shot put up by the Bucks underneath is no good. Rebound taken here now by the Huskies. We go the other way. Down court pass this time goes to Cather underneath. Cather twists, turns, shoots, and scores. Riley Cather now up to six, and it's 20-2. Blue Earth area down with 13 minutes left to go in the first half. Taking it this time here now is Shavy. Shavy to the front court. Basket to our right to Moore. Moore drives all the way, shoots, no good. She's fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line here now for Blue Earth area. Jessica Moore will go to the free throw line here now for the Bucks. Jessica has all 2 points thus far for Blue Earth area, both of which free throws, and guilty of that one for Jackson County Central will be Wenzel, her first, the team's second. And a pair of free throws coming up here now for Jessica Moore. First one is up and good. Moore, 3 for 3 from the free throw line. 20-3 our score. Jackson County Central up on top. Second free throw coming up here now for Moore. Dribbles, shoots, and good. Moore, 4 for 4 now for the free throw line for Blue Earth area. She has all 4 points and is 20-4. Jackson County Central up on top. Cather drives, shoots, no good. Rebound taken here now by, I believe, Wenzel. We got ourselves a tie-up. Alternating possession. We'll go back to Blue Earth area. With 12:34 left to go here now in the first half, it's been all Huskies in this one, 20-4. Inbounds pass attempted by Shavy. Shavy gets that one in this time here now. Myla Eastman in the ball game, and we have got an over and back call. Going to be actually, or is it a foul? Looks like a foul instead, and guilty of that one. Will it be Wenzel? Actually, no. It is an over and back. That's what I thought. Over and back, and Shavy will attempt the inbounds pass here now for Blue Earth area. Just a fifth turnover here now on Jackson County Central. Inbounds pass this time. Going to be going now to Miley Eastman in the ball game here now. Gets it back off to Lundquist. Back off now to Moore. Or check that. That is Eastman, rather. And we got ourselves another tie-up. Alternating possession will end up going back to Jackson County Central with 12:19 left to go here now in the first half. Jackson County Central 20 and Blue Earth area 4. Cather in the front court. Basket to our left this time. Gets it to Leopold now. Leopold gets it back over on the right wing. Back inside this time here now to Farmer. Turnaround jump shot. Farmer is no good. Rebounds. Shot back is put back up this time and good here now by the Huskies. And that's going to be Peyton. Let's see here. Coquet, I'm just taking a stab at her name here. And Coquet will end up getting the shot to drop, and it's 22-4. Jackson County Central on top. Loose basketball taken away again now by the Huskies. Cather takes it back the other way, up and good. Cather now with 8. 24-4 now our score. Blue Earth area, another turnover here now on Jackson County Central. Farmer will go in, put it back up and in. Sadie Farmer now up to 4. They are not giving Blue Earth area hardly any a chance at all to get the ball down court here. Now in the front court this time, we'll be getting it off to Eastman, and a shot put up this time off the glass will be good here this time by Sophia Hall. Sophia Hall with her first basket of the night. In fact, that's the first field goal for Blue Earth area tonight. Underneath this time, turnaround jump shot is no good. Rebound puts it right back up and in that time by Coquet. Coquet now with the shot. She's got four. Jackson County Central 28, Blue Earth area 6. Lundquist gets that one back off now to Shavey. Back to Lundquist, back to Shavey. Up in the front court here now was Hall. Front court basket to our right, this time on the left side. Getting it back off now to Eastman. Eastman off to Lundquist. Lundquist back to Shavey on the high post right side. Shavey tries to get around a couple defenders, and she's double teamed in the lower right hand corner, and she's end up going to be with another takeaway here now is Blue Earth area. Shot put up by Carter is no good. We got a whistle and a foul. And we got ourselves a foul going to be called here now on Blue Earth area with 10:25 left to go here in the first half. Guilty of that one. Lola Lundquist going to be her second at the free throw line here now for Jackson County Central. I can see her name, or number, I should say. First free throw is going to be no good that time by Riley Cother. Two in, two out for both Jackson County Central and Blue Earth area here. And Cother will pick up her second free throw. It's been all Huskies in this one. 28-6 our score. Jackson County Central up on top. Second free throw coming up here now for Cother is up and good. And Cother will get that one to drop. She's up to 9 here now. And a 30-second timeout call by the Huskies. We'll step aside as well with 10:25 left to go in the first half at our score. Jackson County Central 29, Blue Earth area 6, back with more in a half a minute.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
And we're back here at Blue Earth Area High School. 10:25 left to go here in the first half. It's been all Jackson County Central in this one. 29-6 over Blue Earth Area. They've got probably one of the toughest full court presses I've seen in a long, long time. Blue Earth Area will inbound the basketball. No full court press this time. Just a 2-3 zone here by Jackson County Central. Up on the top of the key now is Lundquist here for Blue Earth area. Lundquist now on the high post left side. Up on top here to Schrader. Schrader back out to Lundquist. High post left side. Going to get back out this time here now to Eastman. Eastman gets it off to Schrader. NBA 3 from the right side. No good. Rebound taken here now by the Huskies. They go down court this time to Souther underneath. Take a step back. Shoots no good. Second shot put up is going to be good here this time. And that one will be scored this time by Eliza Leopold. That's her first basket of the night. 31-6. Blue Earth 3 on top. Lundquist will try a 3 from the high post right side. No good. Rebound taken by the Huskies. Down court this time here now to Anderson. She'll try a 3 left side. No good. Rebound taken here now by Wenzel. And pass underneath. Going to be going to Leopold. And she puts the layup up and in. And it's now 33-6. Jackson County Central up on top. 9:22 left to go in the first half. With it here up on top will be Schrader. Schrader back to Lundquist. Lundquist high post right side 3. No good. Rebound taken here now by Anderson. Anderson down court to Souther. Souther underneath. Gets it out this time to Anderson. She'll try a 3 right side. No good. Rebound fought for and taken here now by Leopold. Leopold gets it back out to Rao. And now a 3-pointer top of the key by Wenzel is no good. Going to end up going out of bounds back to Blue Earth area. Down to 8:53 left to go now in the first half. Jackson County Central 33. Blue Earth area 6. It's been all Huskies in this one. They began with a full court press. Now they backed off of it. Now they come up with a 2-3 zone. Up on top here now, Leopold. Leopold gets it back off now to Eastman. Eastman, loose basketball, and taken away again here now by Jackson County Central. Down court to Souther, up and in underneath again. Palin Souther now up to 8, 35-6. Jackson County Central up on top, getting it back off to Eastman. Loose basketball again, another turnover for Blue Earth area. Here's Souther bringing it down court, shooting and scoring underneath. And a timeout on the court here now by Blue Earth Area. Full timeout with 8:18 left to go here now in the first half at our score. Jackson County Central 37, Blue Earth Area 6. We're back with more in 1 minute.
You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. And neither would your local DeKalb brand dealer, Wagner Seed. If outstanding performance is your top priority, then contact Colin at Wagner Seed today to learn how our broad portfolio of products is bred to maximize profit potential on fields like yours. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections. Back at Blue Earth Area, 8:18 left to go here now in the first half. It's been all Jackson County Central, 37-6 our score. And it will be Blue Earth Area basketball. The Huskies came out with a full court press early. Now they're backed off to a zone defense here now. And Lola Lundquist will bring it down court here now for the Bucks in the front court. Basket to our right to Schrader. Up on top to Lundquist. Lundquist gets it back out to Aulis. Up on top here now to Lundquist. Lundquist now on the high post, right side. Tries to get rid of it. She's got to get rid of it. Now she does to Schrader on the high post, right, left side. Gets it back inside now to Aulis underneath. Loose basketball again, taken away by the Huskies. Down court we go to Sether. Sether back out this time to Anderson underneath. Loose basketball and a turnover here on Jackson County Central. We go the other way. Lundquist, front court basket to our right. Gets it back off now to Aulis for three, up and in. Nice three-point attempt and three-point shot that time by Ruby Aulis, and it's 37-9. Jackson County Central up on top. With it here now is the Huskies underneath. Turnaround jump shot by Cotter is no good. And the rebound taken here now by Jacks by Blue Earth Area. Down court, Lundquist goes coast to coast and misses the layup, and the rebound taken here now by the Jackson County Central. Cother, down court pass is taken underneath. She puts it up and in. Riley Cother now. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 now for Jackson County Central. They're up on top 39-9. Back out this time here to Schrader. Schrader for a three, no good. Air ball, rebound picked up this time here by the Huskies. Getting it back off now to Rao. Rao gets it back off here now for a three-point attempt here by Anderson is no good. Rebound taken Blue Earth Area. Lundquist coast to coast puts it up. She's tripped up from behind. And a foul going to be called here now on the Huskies. Husky foul with 6:42 left to go here in the first half. We'll see who this one is going to be called on. Third team foul on Jackson County Central. It'll be called here now on Briley Anderson, her first of two for Lundquist is no good. Lundquist, I checked that it is good. Yep, it is good. What was I looking at anyway? My scorecard here. 39-10, second free throw coming up here for Lundquist. That one is up. That one is good. So Lundquist, 2 for 2 from the free throw line that time. 39-11. Jackson County Central up on top. Down court, we go to Anderson, left side. Anderson looking inside. We've got a foul going to be called here now on Blue Earth Area. Guilty of that one, Grace Shavey. Her first, just the team's third. Not many fouls here in this one. Mostly turnovers. The turnover story as of now, Blue Earth Area with 15, Jackson County Central with 7. Cother will try a 3 for the left side. No good. Rebound. Sether back up and in. Palin Sether hits that one to drop in for the Huskies. 41-11, Jackson County Central up on top. Lundquist getting it back to Shavey. Now here on the right wing, Shavey right back up on top. Loose basketball again taken away here by the Huskies. It's Farmer now gets it back off underneath. And we got a foul called here this time on, I believe, Riley Cother, if I'm not mistaken, here for Jackson County Central. And it is on Cother. Cother picks up her second with 6:07 left to go. And the inbounds pass attempted here now by Blue Earth area. Lundquist brings it down court as she's heading to the front court now. Basket to our right with 6 minutes left to go in the first half. Lundquist on the high post. Back inside, loose ball again, taken away by Jackson County Central. With a basketball here now is Coquet. Coquet down court this time now to Cather. Cather wide open underneath this time. Gets it to Wenzel and she scores. Wenzel now with her sixth point. 43-11 and a timeout called here by Blue Earth area. 5:39 left to go in the first half. It's been all Jackson County Central in this one. 43-11. We're back with more from Blue Earth area in 1 minute.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Protect yourself, your family, and your community against the flu this season. And get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Plus, earn a 20-cent fuel saver when you get your flu shot. Visit your local Hy-Vee pharmacy and protect yourself today. Some restrictions apply. Get insulin for as low as $35 at Hy-Vee Pharmacy. That's right. Manage your diabetes for less. With insulin for as low as $35 per month. Visit Hy-Vee.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. See pharmacy for eligibility details.
And we are back here at Blue Earth Area High School. 5:39 left to go here now in the first half. It's been all Jackson County Central here. The Huskies up on top, 43-11 with 5:39 left to go here in half number one. Shavey will attempt the inbounds pass here now for Blue Earth Area. Looking for Lundquist or Schrader to open up, and Schrader does open up. Underneath this time here now to Moore and off to Aulis, and they end up throwing it away. Losing it out of bounds, back to Jackson County Central. 5:32 left to go in the first half. Huskies 43, Bucks 11. Down court pass this time now goes to Farmer. And Farmer will try a three and drain one here from the right side. That's six. Actually, it's going to be seven for Farmer here. Seven for Farmer, 46-11 our score. Jackson County Central on top. Lundquist now with it will drive. Hook shot, no good. Rebound taken here now by Farmer. Farmer down court pass to Cather underneath, up and in again. Cather, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 here now for Jackson County Central. 48-11, Huskies up on top. With it here now is Lundquist on the right side. Right back up on top, this time to Shavey. To Schrader, now back to Shavey. Up on top, Lundquist gets it back to Schrader now. Up on top to Shavey, to Lundquist at the high post. Left side, Shavey, check that, Lundquist now with it. Looking, fires back out to Aulis on the left wing. Up on top this time to Lundquist. Lundquist, NBA three, in and out, no good. Rebound taken here now by the Huskies. With it, Sether in the front court, basket to our left. Sether underneath to Farmer. Shot put up, no good. Rebounds her own shot, puts it back up and in. Farmer gets it to drop that time. Farmer with 11 with a 50-11 our score. Jackson County Central up on top with 4:10 left to go in the first half. Fires back out this time here now. To Schrader, she'll drive, she'll shoot, no good. Rebounds her own shot, back out to Lundquist on the right wing. Lundquist finds an opening, drive, shoots, no good. And foul on the floor, going to be called here now on Jackson County Central. Huskies called for the foul, guilty of that one will be Cather. And if it's Cather, that's her third, and it is her third with 3:56 left to go in the first half. So Cather's going to come out. And back in here now will be Briley Anderson. So she'll come on in place of Cather with 3:56 left to go here now in the first half. Inbounds pass this time. And we've got 5 seconds. Yep, 5 seconds. Going to be called here now on Blue Earth area. Don't forget, we'll have the Hodges halftime report coming up here at halftime. It's been all Jackson County Central in this one. Bringing it down court now is Anderson in the front court. Basket to our left. Looking back inside here now. Turnaround jump shot is good off the glass here by Wenzel. Wenzel now up to 8. 52-11. Huskies up on top. Lundquist now with it. As she goes on the high post, she will go to the free throw line. Stop, shoot, in and out, no good. Rebound taken here now by Farmer for Jackson County Central. To the front court, basket to our left. Underneath this time here to the Anderson. Shot put up is no good here now by Wenzel. And we got ourselves a loose basketball, but knocked away by Blue Earth area. Recovered by Jackson County Central. Souther three-pointer from the right corner, no good. Rebound taken by Wenzel. Now underneath this time to Coquet, up and in. Peyton Coquet now with six, and it's 54-11 with 3 minutes left to go here now in this first half. Up on top of it now is Lundquist. Lundquist gets it underneath this time to Moore. She shoots. That's no good. Rebound out of bounds. Back out of Jackson County Central. Jackson County Central basketball down to 2:49 left to go here in this first half. All Huskies in this one, 54-11. They've got one of the most ferocious full court presses I've seen in a long, long time. Front court now, this time of Jackson County Central is Souther. Souther getting it back out, this time to Anderson. She shoots. That's no good. The rebound taken here now for the Bucks. Lundquist in the front court. Basket to our right this time. Lundquist fires over to Schrader on the high post left side. Going to the corner here this time out of Aulis. Back out now for a three-pointer. Lola Lundquist is up and good. She breathes a huge sigh of relief. Finally, I got one to go down here for the Bucks. She's got five now, and it's 54-14. Jackson County Central up on top. Fires it back out this time. Now back inside. Shot put up by Souther is no good, and I believe that was Schrader that got her on the arm that time. And the official agrees with me. First personal on Carol Schrader with 2:09 left to go in the first half, and a pair of free throws coming up here now for Palin Souther. Or Souther, I guess. First free throw is good. Palin with it now for her second free throw attempt here for Jackson County Central. 55-14. All Huskies in this one with 2:09 left to go in the first. Second free throw by Souther is also good. 56-14. All Jackson County Central in this one over Blue Earth area. Lundquist in the front court. Basket to our right this time. She fires back out now to Shavey on the left side. Shavey will bring it right back up on top here now. Guarded heavily by Souther. Now taken here now by Lundquist. Lundquist around the perimeter this time. Off now to Shavey. Or check that. Yeah, Shavey now back to Lundquist on the high post. Left side. She brings it back out of center circle. 9 seconds left on the shot clock. Lundquist will launch a three again from the high post. Right side, no good. Rebound fought for and taken by Blue Earth area. Eastman will try a three. That's no good. And the rebound fought for and taken now by Jackson County Central. With it here now is Anderson to the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Anderson stops from 10, shoots and scores. Riley Anderson now with her fourth point. And it's 58-14 with 75 seconds left to go here in the first half. Out this time to Eastman. Back now to Lundquist on the high post left side. Lundquist back to Eastman. High post right side. Eastman will drive. Shoot. No good. Rebound taken here now by Anderson. Jackson County Central. Down court now to Souther. Souther drive. Shoots. No good. Rebound taken this time here now by Leopold. And we've got traveling called here on Jackson County Central on Leopold as she tried to grab the rebound that time. And we have got turnover that time on Jackson County Central. 53.4 seconds left to go here now in the first half. Lundquist will walk it down court. She's in the front court now. Basket to our right. Off to Eastman now right wing. Cross court pass back to Lundquist. She'll try another three. That's no good. Rebound taken here now by Blue Earth area. Shavey will try a three right side. That's no good as well. Rebound Jackson County Central. Down court this time to Wenzel. Puts it up underneath and it's good. Wenzel now with 10, 60-14, 26 seconds left to go here in half number one. Eastman loosing the basketball and taken away this time here now by Wenzel. Wenzel looks underneath, dribbles, shoots. No good that time by Leopold, and the shot put up and good that time. I want to say it's Leopold, so we'll give it to Leopold on that one. That's her sixth, 62-14. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Leah pulled up the buzzer for three is no good. And that is the end of the first half. Our halftime score, Jackson County Central 62, Blue Earth Area 14. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with the Hodges Halftime Report coming up after we take this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Buck Basketball on 98 Country and online at KBEW98Country.com.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
Stateline Cooperative is committed to our producers and our local communities. We believe that by being economically and environmentally responsible, we can better serve the needs of farmers and add value to the community. Stateline credits our success to the partnerships created between producers, employees, and local communities. Each play a vital role in responsible land stewardship, and Stateline is committed to continuing the success of this partnership for future generations. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000 or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Weaver's Other Store in Buffalo Center has great gift ideas for the whole family. New items include Ariat shoes and clothing, Hoka and New Balance shoes, Carhartt clothing for men and kids, snow boots for the whole family, and don't forget about Red Wing and Twisted X boots. Shop early for the best selection. Weaver's will be open Thursday nights till 7 until Christmas for your shopping convenience. Shop Weaver's Other Store in Buffalo Center this holiday season. And we're back at the Blue Earth Area High School gym in Blue Earth. Halftime score, Jackson County Central 62 and Blue Earth Area 14. And it's time now for the Hodges Halftime Report, being brought to you tonight by the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago. And we'll come back with our halftime report coming up right after we take this time out from Hodges Insurance.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right play. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
And we're back on the Hodges Halftime Report. Well, as I kept mentioning in the first half, Jackson County Central came out with one of the toughest full court presses I've seen in a long, long time. In fact, I believe they went the first half of the first half in that full court press, and then eventually they went back to a 2-3 zone and used that here through the rest of the first half. First of all, scoring-wise for Blue Earth Area, 3 for Ruby Alice, 4 for Jessica Moore, and 5 for Lola Lundquist, a total of 14 points. Another key here for Blue Earth Area, 21 turnovers in that first half. Now for Jackson County Central, we have these numbers. 6 apiece here now for Peyton Coquet and Eliza Leopold. And then we have 4 as well for Briley Anderson. 10 points here now for Kylie Wenzel. 11 for Zadie Farmer. 13 for Riley Cother. And leading all scorers here thus far at the half is Palin Sether. And she has 14 points, a total of 62 points here for Jackson County Central. Jackson County Central, 62. Blue Earth Area, 14. And that is the Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago. Call Lee at 507-893-3195 for all your insurance needs. And we'll take another break, and we'll be back with more at the half here from Blue Earth Area in 2 minutes. You're listening to Buck Basketball on 98 Country and online at KBEW98Country.com.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont Clinic.
With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont Clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at UHD.org. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask Mid Iowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
And we are back here at the half at Blue Earth Area High School. As you mentioned, Jackson County Central with a 62-14 lead over Blue Earth Area. And one of the keys is turnovers here. Blue Earth Area in the first half with 21 turnovers. Jackson County Central ending up with just 8. And a lot of it due to the very tough full court press applied here by Jackson County Central. And there were times that they were basically suffocating Blue Earth Area's players down underneath the basket, and they couldn't even get the ball down court at times. And then eventually the Huskies went back to a 2-3 zone or a man-to-man defense and let them at least get the ball down court here. Jackson County Central with just one heck of a defense here with their 62-14 lead here over Blue Earth Area here at the half. We'll take one more two-minute timeout, and we'll come back with the second half. Again, our halftime score, Jackson County Central 62, Blue Earth Area 14. Back with the second half in 2 minutes here on 98 Country.
Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296.
Working outside has its ups and downs, especially when temperatures plummet. What fuels me when my face is frozen? Football, flannels, family. What fuels my equipment? Cenex Wintermaster Premium Diesel. Its enhanced additive package maximizes performance in weather as harsh as 30 below, in the field, on the road, and in the extreme cold. Cenex Wintermaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Avoid gelling and blockages this winter with Cenex Wintermaster, available at Newway K&H Cooperative. Learn more at newway-knh.com.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
And back at Blue Earth Area High School, again, our halftime score, Jackson County Central 62, Blue Earth Area 14. And we change baskets, and Jackson County Central will begin with the basketball here as we start the second half. Palin Sether will attempt the inbounds pass here now to Riley Cother, and we are underway here in the second half. Cother, top of the key, gets it back up to Sether. Sether looking back inside this time. Right back up on top here now to Anderson. Anderson, turnaround jump shot, no good that time by Wenzel. Got a whistle and a foul going to be called here now. Whistle and a foul going to be called here now on Blue Earth Area. They count the basket, and foul going to be called here now on the Bucks. And to complete a three-point play here now is Jackson County Central. I believe that's Rao with her first basket of the night. And the free throw is no good. Shot put up again is no good again. Ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to go back here now to Blue Earth Area. Goes back to Blue Earth Area. Lundquist just picking up her third personal foul here now for the Bucks. 17:40 left to go here now in the ball game. Blue Earth Area basketball underneath this time to Aulis, and she puts it up underneath and good. Ruby Aulis now up to five for Blue Earth Area, 64-16. Huskies up on top. With it here now is Jackson County Central, up now to Sether. Sether will drive in, fire back out, now it's time to Cother. Cother, she will try and drive, she will shoot and she will score. Cother up to 15, 66-16 now. Jackson County Central up on top. With it here now is Blue Earth Area. Lundquist now with it, getting it back off now to Schrader, up on top to Lundquist. Lundquist with it now. Well, she'll try another NBA three. That's no good. Rebound taken here now by Jackson County Central. Sether will bring it down court. And a shot put up is going to be no good that time here now by Rao. And the rebound taken here now by Blue Earth Area. Down court pass this time. Going to be going to Schrader. Schrader looking for Lundquist. And as soon as Lundquist touches it, it will be over and back. Over and back called here now on Blue Earth Area. Turnover number 22 here now for the Bucks. Down to 16:38 left to go in the game. 66-16 our score. Jackson County Central up on top. Underneath, shot put up and good that time again here now by Rao. Madeline Rao coming alive here. That's her fourth point. 68-16. Jackson County Central up on top. Lundquist now with it. Fires back out now to Schrader. Schrader for three from the right side. Air ball. Rebound taken by Wenzel. Wenzel down court to Cother. Cother shoots. No good. She's fouled. And a push-off foul going to be called here now on Grace Shavey. Number two on Shavey. And this will probably be shooting. This will be a shooting foul, and it is. Cother will go to the free throw line now with 16:13 left to go now in the game. Cother for a pair. First one is up and good. Riley Cother now with 16 points. 69-16. Second free throw coming up for Cother, but first a couple subs coming in here. Cother's second free throw coming up here now for Jackson County Central. That one is up. That one is good. Cother, one out of two that time, 70-16. It's all Jackson County Central here in this one. With it here now, Shavey, timeout for Blue Earth Area. Blue Earth Area calling a timeout. We'll step aside as well with 16:05 left to go here now in the contest. Jackson County Central 70, Blue Earth Area 16. Back with more in 30 seconds.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Blue Earth Area basketball. Shavey with it up on top, getting it back to Lundquist on the right, on the left side, rather. Lundquist looking, gets it back off. Loose basketball. Turnover again on Blue Earth Area. We go the other way. Shot put up as good underneath that time by Zadie Farmer. Farmer now up to
13 points, 72-16. Blue Earth area trailing Jackson County Central. And we have got a whistle and a foul going to be called here now on the Huskies. On the floor, and I believe guilty of that one will be Wenzel, if I'm not mistaken. If I can read the referee's lips right here. Actually, no, it'll be in Leopold. So Leopold will pick up her first with 15:41 left to go in the game. It's been all Huskies in this one. Inbounds pass goes to Lundquist. Now on the left side, she brings it right back up on top. Resets the offense for Blue Earth area. Back out to Shavey. High post right side. Back inside this time here now to Hall. And a three-pointer for Lundquist is no good. Out of bounds. Back to Jackson County Central. With 15:28 left to go in the game. All Huskies in this one, 72-16. As Bailey Anderson will come in to inbounds it here now for Jackson County Central. Gets that one back in to Vandeveer. Kinley Vandeveer seeing her first action tonight for Jackson County Central. Vandeveer goes in, shoots, and scores. Kinley Vandeveer with her first notch, her first deuce, I should say, of the night. It's 74-16. Jackson County Central up on top. Underneath, shot put up by Moore is no good. Rebound taken this time here now by Anderson for Jackson County Central in the front court. Basket to our right this time is Anderson out to the left wing. Anderson to the free throw line. Looks underneath. Gets it back out to Anderson. Anderson will drive. She will shoot and no good. Rebound fought for and taken here now by Jackson County Central. And we've got ourselves a tie-up alternating possession. We'll go back to Blue Earth area with 14:45 left to go now in the contest. 74-16. Jackson County Central leading Blue Earth area. Buck basketball in the front court. Basket to our left this time is Lundquist. Lundquist fires it back out now to the far side. Gets it off to Shavey. Back out to Lundquist on the high post. Left side. Going back out to Aulis to Lundquist. Lundquist right back up on top to Shavey. Underneath this time to Aulis. Aulis back out to Lundquist. She shoots a three and drains it. Lola Lundquist now with her eighth point. 74-19. We go back the other way now, and Farmer will drive one in and shoot and score. She's up to 15 now. 76-19 our score. Jackson County Central up on top. Shavey will tray a three left side. No good. Rebound taken here now by Farmer for Jackson County Central. Down court we go this time here now to Anderson. Loose basketball knocked out of bounds. It goes back here now to Blue Earth area with 13:50 left to go here. It's been all Jackson County Central in this one, 76-19. Subs coming in from both squads here now. Sophia Hall in for Blue Earth area, as is Carol Schrader also in. Let's see here. I believe Eastman is in as well. No, not yet. Lundquist now with it. Going to get it off now to Shavey. Shavey to Schrader now in the left corner. Schrader now with it. Up on top to Lundquist. Lundquist gets it back out to Shavey. Shavey getting it back out this time now to Hall. Loose basketball taken away by Jackson County Central. Huskies can't hang on to it. Out of bounds. It goes back here now to Blue Earth area. 11th turnover here now on Jackson County Central tonight with a commanding 76-19 lead over Blue Earth area, down to 13:20 left to go in the game. Shavey now with it. Going to get back out this time to Schrader. Schrader to Lundquist. Lundquist up on top this time now to Hall. Back inside this time now to Elena Moore, and she goes in, shoots, no good, but a foul going to be called here now. It looks like Elena's at the free throw line now for Blue Earth area. Guilty of the foul for Jackson County Central here now is Rao. First of two for Elena Moore. First one is off the front of the iron, no good. Two in, two out here now for the Huskies. And if Elena makes the free throw, she'll come out. Second free throw coming up here now for Elena Moore. That one is up and off the back of the iron. No good. Taken this time here now by Rao. Down court, we go this time to Codler in the front court. Basket to our right Fires back out this time here now to Leopold. Here's a three-pointer. Top of the key is no good, out of bounds. Rao with the three-point attempt. And substitution time now for Blue Earth area. Elena Schultz will check in here now. Elena Schultz will come in for Elena Moore. So Elena for Elena. As Lundquist up in the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Around the perimeter they go for Blue Earth area. Lundquist in the high post right side. Fires back out this time here. Not to Anderson. Back out to Lundquist. And knocked away by the Huskies. It goes back here now to the Bucks with 12:35 left to go in the game. All Huskies in this one. Jackson County Central 76. Blue Earth area 19. With it here now, Schrader up on top to Lundquist. Lundquist over now to Hall on the right side. Hall right back up on top. Run the perimeter now to Lundquist on the high post left side. Lundquist looking underneath for a for open girl. Knock out of bounds that time here by the Bucks. It goes back here now to Jackson County Central with 12:18 left to go in this one. Jackson County Central 76, Blue Earth area 19. Inbounds pass this time goes to Cather. To the front court, basket to our right this time. Cather looking underneath, shot put up that time by, I believe, Rao. It's no good. And the rebound taken by Blue Earth area. Lundquist up in the front court, basket to our left here this time. Here's the shot put up this time by Hall. Is no good. And the rebound taken here now by Jackson County Central. Down court pass goes this time here now to number 10. That is Lily Johnson. Knocked out of bounds. It goes back here now to Blue Earth area. Blue Earth area basketball down to 11:50 left to go here in the contest. With the basketball for Blue Earth area this time will be Moore underneath. Or check that. That will be Hall underneath. Knocked away and recovered by Blue Earth area. Bucks have it as he go for the inbounds this time. Shavy inbounds pass this time goes to Lundquist. Now Lundquist brings it back up on top here now for the Bucks. Lundquist will drive, fire back up on top this time here now to Schrader. Almost loses it, recovers it off to Shavy. Shavy back inside now to Hall, back out to Lundquist for three. Now she gets it. Three-pointer that time here for Lundquist is good here for Blue Earth area. She's in double figures with 11, and it's 76-22. Huskies up on top with it here. Rao gets it back out to Cather. Cather back underneath now to Sether. Sether will go in, shoot off the glass, scores. Paitlin Sether now up to 16, 78-22. Jackson County Central up on top. 11 minutes left to go in the game. Here's a three-point attempt. Long one here by Shavy is no good. We have got a whistle and a push-off foul called here now on Jackson County Central. Jackson County Central with the push-off here this time. Guilty of that one. It's going to be Zadie Farmer. Farmer picks up her first. Blue Earth area basketball down to 10:55 left to go in the game. Inbounds pass attempted this time here now by Shavy. Shavy gets that one in now to Hall on the right wing. Looking inside, loose basketball taken away this time now by Shavy. Shavy now has it. Back out now to Lundquist. She launches another three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound taken by Hall. We've got ourselves a tie-up. Alternating possession. We'll go back to Jackson County Central with 10:42 left to go here. And we got some subs coming in here now. Off the bench on both sides with 10:42 left to go in the contest. All Jackson County Central in this one, 78-22. And we got some moisture on the court here, it looks like. Or do we have a timeout? Well, let's take a timeout as well here. So a timeout called here now. Well, maybe not. We'll keep it right here. 10:42 left to go here. Had some moisture on the court here now. The girls trying to get some footing back in here if they could. With a, I don't know what you call those, sticky mats or something like that. Trying to get some traction back in there on their shoes here. Jackson County Central with a 78-22 lead here over Blue Earth area. Let's take a quick timeout, and we're back with more here from Blue Earth area coming up after we take this timeout here on 98 Country.
What do Azro farmers and Azro dealers have in common? Soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, contact Colin at Wagner Seed today for products and support that maximize the profit potential on every acre. You're serious about soybeans. Your local Azro dealer, Wagner Seed, is serious about your success. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Back here at Blue Earth Area, Jackson County Central basketball around the perimeter. Now they go with it as Sether will drive in from the left side, up and good. Palin Sether gets that one to drop. She now has 18, 80-22. Jackson County Central up on top. Then at the next buzzer, 5 in, 5 out for the Huskies here. With it here up on top, Shavey gets it back off now to Lundquist. Up on top here now to Jesse James. Jesse back out to Lundquist, up on top, now to Shavey. Shavey back out to James from the left side, up on top, Lundquist for three. That's no good. Rebound taken by Sether for Jackson County Central. Down court pass this time is going to go now to number 10. That is Lily Johnson here now for Jackson County Central. Blue Earth area basketball. Here's a three-point attempt. No good. Rebound. Shot put up again. No good. Rebound taken here now by Rao for Jackson County Central. 5 in, 5 out at the next buzzer here now for the Huskies. Here's a shot put up. This time is no good by Johnson. And we've got a whistle. And out of bounds or a foul? Looks like a foul. Foul going to be called here on Blue Earth area with 9:18 left to go in the game. Actually going to be called here on Madeline Rao. And 5 in, 5 out now for Jackson County Central with 9:18 left to go here in the game. All Huskies 80-22 with a basketball here. Now Lundquist in the front court, basket to our left here this time. Right back up on top here to James. James back out to Lundquist on the left wing. Right back up now to Shavey, back out to James. Eyes a three, doesn't take it. Gets it off now to Eastman. Now Lundquist will try an NBA three from the top of the key. No good. Rebound taken here now by the Huskies. Farmer will bring it down coast to coast. Shoots. No good. Foul going to be called here on Blue Earth area. Now we're into continuous clock. Wasn't exactly sure when they go to continuous clock in Minnesota here. Looks like the fourth quarter here, or the second half of the second half, whichever you prefer. And at the free throw line here now will be Zadie Farmer. And the first one is good for Farmer. She now has 16 points. Second free throw for Farmer is up, and it's also good. 17 here now for Zadie Farmer, 82-22. Jackson County Central up on top. Now we're into continuous clock with a three-point attempt by Lola Lundquist is no good. Rebound, her own shot. Shot put up this time by Shavey is no good. She draws the foul, and she'll go to the free throw line. Grace Shavey to the free throw line here now for Blue Earth area. Guilty of that one here for Jackson County Central will be number 5. And number 5, let's see here, according to our roster, is Josie Dvorak. So Josie Dvorak picking up the foul that time here now for Jackson County Central. First free throw no good by Schrader. Second free throw coming up. That one is off the back of the iron and in. Schrader with her first point of the night, 82-23. Continuous clock down to 7:10 left to go here now in the contest. To the front court, basket to our right is Farmer. Farmer now with it, getting it back out this time here now to Dvorak. Dvorak on the left side, up on top here this time here now. Now she brings it back out to the right wing. Dvorak wants the baseline. Can't quite get down there. Off now to Leopold. Leopold off now to Dvorak. Around the perimeter they go. To Farmer on the left wing. Bounce pass inside is picked up this time here now by Koke. Shot put up underneath at the buzzer is good. That one good that time by Madison Wackel. Wackel picks up her first basket of the night, 84-23. Here is the three-point attempt by the Bucks is no good. Airballs it. The rebound taken here now by Jackson County Central. Huskies now with it. Off to Dvorak. Dvorak wants to get around a couple defenders. She shoots. No good. Rebound. Tie-up. No tie-up. Nope. No tie-up. Here's a three-point attempt from the left side is no good. Rebound taken here now by Blue Earth area. Now they lose it. Picked up this time here now by the Huskies. Getting it off to Leopold. Leopold will drive. Gets it back out this time here now to Koke. Here's a three-point attempt. No good by Farmer. Rebound this time back off to Jackson County Central. Driving in is Koke. She shoots again. Out of bounds. Last touch by the Huskies. It goes back here now to Blue Earth area. As we're into continuous clock with 5:35 left to go in the game. All Jackson County Central in this one. 84-23 over Blue Earth area. Inbounds pass attempted this time here now by Eastman. Gets it in now to Lundquist to the front court basket to our left here this time. Lundquist off to Eastman, high post left side. Right up on top this time here now for Blue Earth area. Looking back inside, they get that one off now to number 31. I don't have a 31 on my roster. I'm going to guess Isabella Neva. That'd be my guess. And here's a shot put up underneath is no good. We got a whistle and a push-off foul going to be called here now on Jackson County Central. As Jessica Moore will go to the free throw line now for the Bucks. Guilty of that one, number zero. That is Wackel. Madison Wackel, 5'9" sophomore. First free throw for Jessica Moore is good. Fifth point for Jessica. 84-24. With 4.5 left to go in the game. Second free throw coming up here now for Jessica Moore here now for Blue Earth area. She takes a couple dribbles. Second free throw, Jessica Moore is off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound taken here now by the Huskies. With it now is Van Devere in the front court basket to our right. Gets it off now to number 10, Lily Johnson. Johnson on the high post, getting it back out this time here now to number 5, Dvorak. Here's a long three-pointer. It's going to be no good, but a push-off foul will going to be called here now as Koki will go to the free throw line for three free throws here now for Jackson County Central. Guilty of that one here for Blue Earth area will be Carol Schrader, her second. Three free throws coming up here now for Dvorak. First one is off the back of the iron, no good. Josie Dvorak, 5'4" junior for Jackson County Central. Second of three, that's off the back of the iron, no good. Third free throw, I should say, coming up here now for Dvorak. She's 0 for 2 this time from the free throw line. Now we got a sub coming in for Blue Earth area. Let's see who that is. Want to say that's Elena Moore. Third free throw is no good. She misses all three, and it is Elena Moore in the ball game here now for Blue Earth area. With it now is Cloquet. Getting it around the perimeter here this time to Van Devere. She tries a three right side. No good. Rebound fought for and taken by Blue Earth area, and the Bucks get a turnover off of Jackson County Central this time. With it here now is Shavy. Shavy, loose basketball, and it's given right back here now to Jackson County Central, and a travel called here now on the Huskies, getting it back to Blue Earth area with 2:25 left to go here in the contest. We're into continuous clock here, and to inbounds it now, Grace Shavy here now for Blue Earth area. Another sub coming in, Myla Eastman back in here now, coming out will be Ruby Aldous. We're down to 2 minutes left to go in the game. Inbounds pass goes to Eastman. Eastman, top of the key, fires back out to Shavey, left side. Up on top this time here, now to number 31. That is, I'm going to guess, Isabella Neva. And we have a shot to drop here for Blue Earth area and a free throw attempt. Eastman will pick up the basket. And a chance to complete a three-point play for Blue Earth area. Guilty of that one will be Wacko on the foul here for Jackson County Central. Second, first free the free throw, I should say, is up this time by Eastman and good. 84-27, Jackson County Central up on top. Here's a three from the left side, no good. Rebound to the Huskies. With it here now is Farmer. Getting it back out this time here now to Lily Johnson. Loose basketball picked up here by the Huskies. Nice heads-up play that time, bouncing it off Blue Earth area. But it bounced right back off the Huskies to go back out of bounds. We're under a minute left to go here in the contest. Eastman bringing it down court here now for Blue Earth area. Eastman will drive, kicks it off this time. Shot put up no good here this time by Elena Moore. The rebound taken here now by Jackson County Central. Huskies, 35 seconds left to go in the game. Long NBA three is no good off the back of the off the top of the backboard. It going to go out of bounds back here now to Blue Earth area. 25 seconds left to go here in this one. Blue Earth area, Eastman in the front court. Basket to our left, top of the key. Back out to Shavey. Shavey will try a three from the left side. No good. Rebound taken by Wackel here now for Jackson County Central. 9 seconds, 8 seconds, 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Dribbling it up on top here this time for Jackson County Central will be Kinley Vandeveer, and taken away by Blue Earth area at the buzzer. And our final score here tonight, Jackson County Central 84, Blue Earth area 27. We'll add up the numbers and come back and wrap things up here from the Blue Earth area high school gym in 2 minutes. You're listening to Buck Basketball on 98 Country and online at KBEW98Country.com.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit senecafoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Protect yourself, your family, and your community against the flu this season. And get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Plus, earn a 20-cent fuel saver when you get your flu shot. Visit your local Hy-Vee pharmacy and protect yourself today. Some restrictions apply. Get insulin for as low as $35 at Hy-Vee Pharmacy. That's right. Manage your diabetes for less with insulin for as low as $35 per month. Visit Hy-Vee.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. See pharmacy for eligibility details.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
Greetings from all of us at Stateline Cooperative. This holiday season, we hope that you get the opportunity to spend time with family, friends, or neighbors. And when you reflect on this past year, you feel truly blessed. We wish you and your family health, love, prosperity, and peace. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas. Be safe. Be thankful. Be kind. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Back at Blue Earth area, final score here tonight. Jackson County Central 84 and Blue Earth area 27. Turnovers, big key in this one, especially in the first half. I had Blue Earth area with 21 turnovers because of a very suffocating full court press applied by Jackson County Central in the first half of that first half. And Jackson County Central running away with this one tonight. Final score 84-27. First of all, numbers here for Jackson County Central. 18 for Palin Sether, 17 for Riley Cother, 10 for Kylie Wenzel, 4 for Briley Anderson, and 4 for Madeline Rao. 17 here for Zadie Farmer off the bench. Eliza Leopold had 6. 2 points for Kindley Van Devere. 6 points for Peyton Cloquet. And Lisa Wacko with 2 points here for Jackson County Central. A total of 84 here now for the Huskies of Jackson County Central. Now for Blue Earth area, 1 point for Carol Schrader, 3 points here for Myla Eastman, 5 apiece here for Ruby Allis and Jessica Moore, and leading scoring here for Blue Earth area tonight, Lola Lundquist, she had 11. So now Blue Earth area drops to 0-1. Jackson County Central goes to 2-0. Coming up here later on this week, we will have basketball, Iowa doubleheader basketball coming up for you on Friday night. Our two area schools knocking heads against each other in Buffalo Center on Friday night. North Union at North Iowa in a boy-girl doubleheader. Then on Saturday, we will have coverage of the Dick Maher Wrestling Invitational here from Blue Earth Area High School on AM 1560 and 95.3 FM. And we'll also have basketball as well, boys basketball on Saturday. JWP Jordan will be at Maple River. Our next broadcast of Blue Earth Area Sports. Let's see here. It's going to be a while here, it looks like, as we're going to be following Maple River and USC here as well, coming up here down the road here for Blue Earth Area. Again, our final score, Jackson County Central 84, Blue Earth Area 27. Our thanks to all of our sponsors who brought you tonight's game. Thanks to Kim back at our studios here across town here in Blue Earth. And our thanks to you for listening here once again. And again, the final score, Jackson County Central 84, Blue Earth Area 27. For KBEW 98 Country and KBEW98Country.com Sports, I'm Royce Murrah saying good night from the Blue Earth Area High School gym.
You've been listening to Blue Earth Area Basketball here on KBEW. Today's game has been brought to you by Bevcom, Seneca Foods of Blue Earth, Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing of Blue Earth, Jay's Shop of Blue Earth, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, by Newway K&H Cooperative, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Wagner Seeds of Wells, Darling Ingredients of Blue Earth, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, Hy-Vee of Fairmont, Craig Heine, your Pioneer Dealer of Delavan, the United Hospital District, M&M Insurance of Mapleton, Wells, and Blue Earth, by State Line Cooperative, Mid-Iowa Agency of Blue Earth, and by Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman. Blue Earth Area Basketball is a presentation of KBW Sports.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on singlecare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to singlecare.com or download the free app today.
Shop Dell Technologies' Cyber Monday event for their lowest prices of the year. The future is on sale today with limited-time deals on select PCs like the XPS 16 that accelerate AI with Intel Core Ultra processors. Cyber Monday is their biggest sale of the year and the best time to upgrade, but it's only here for a limited time. Shop now at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
It's funny and it's joyful.
98 Country, today's country.
I was all but 22, I think, at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor, Had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer, looked him in the eyes, and I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like
guys, but this cute little country girl caught my eye. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this.
Working 6 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now for Mexico. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle and no shoes, no shirt, and no problems, no problems. Wanna towel on a chair in the sand by the sea. Wanna look through my shades to see you there with me. Wanna soak up life for a while. Blues, what blues? Hey, I forgot. problems. No problems.
Country, hot country artists for two states, 24/7. Keep it here on 98.1 FM.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. I said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my day. This is my dirt. Great-granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first. This is my day. This is my dirt. This is where 5 generations will pray for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt. These are my fields where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn. This is my dirt. Yeah, this is my dirt. Yeah, this is my dirt. Where I harvest what I plant, this is my dirt. Where I raise my babies, this is my dirt.
Sip of that Feel Right. Truck's jacked up, flat bills flip back. Yeah, you can find us where the party's at. This is how we roll. We burning down the night, shooting bullets.
shotgun Cito. Them kisses are for me though, automatic like a free throw. This life I live, it might not be for you, but it's for me though. Let's check this out. Our guns. We love who we love and we wanna have fun, yeah. We cuss on them Mondays and pray on them Sundays. Pass it around and we dream about one day. This is how we roll.
Water Conditioning Studio. This is KBEW-FM, Blue Earth, Fairmont.
It's that time of year again. The 28th annual KBEW Darling Ingredients You Can Make a Difference Campout. It's happening Thursday, December 5th through Saturday noon, December 7th. The campers will be set up in the South Jubas parking lot in beautiful downtown Blue Earth. Happily accepting your donations. This year we are supporting the Faribault County Food Shelf, so we are raising money and accepting donations of non-perishable food items and also accepting toys that are unwrapped for the Western Faribault County Toy Drive. We'd love to see everyone in the community come out, do what you can, support your neighbors in a special time of year.
You want to feel important? You want to be part of something bigger? Something that matters? And that you can help change things? You want to feel like you belong? We felt that way too. I'm Sergeant First Class Daphne Pierre from Robbinsdale, Minnesota. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Minnesota Army National Guard soldiers. We are people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com/MN to find out more. Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's the Manson Seeds Christmas Cash Match. KBEW 98 Country will be giving away over $5,000 in cash and prizes with Christmas Cash Match. Pick up your prize board at participating businesses to play along as we give away cash and prizes when you test your memory by matching prizes on the board. Pick up your Manson Seeds KBEW Christmas Cash Match board at one of these broadcast partners. Ertman Truck Repair, Blue Earth Chiropractic, Anderson Electric, Blue Earth Wine and Spirits, Heartland Embroidery, and Michelle's Quilting and Sewing Center, all in Blue Earth.
It's time for action, not words.
Action! Demand action.
Let's put on some more music, okay?
We deliver America's hottest country.
Woo-hoo!
To America's richest farmland in southern Minnesota and northern Iowa on 98 Country, 98.1 FM.
I got my toes in water and
ass in the sand. Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Well, a plane touched down just about 3 o'clock and the city's still on my mind. Bikinis and palm trees danced in my head. I was still in the baggage line. Concrete cars, oh, they own prison bars like this life I'm living in. But the plane brought me farther. I'm surrounded by water and I'm not going back again. I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand. Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios and bye, con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. And if it weren't for tequila and pretty senoritas, I'd have no reason to stay. Adios and bye, con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. Gonna lay in the hot sun and roll a big fat one and grab my guitar and play. The 4 days flew by like a drunk Friday night as summer drew to an end. They can't believe that I just couldn't leave and I bid adieu to my friends. Cause my bartender, she's from the islands. Her body's been kissed by the sun. And coconut replaces the smell of the bar and I don't know if it's her or the rum. I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand. Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios and bye, con Dios. A long way from GA. Yes, and all the muchachas, they call me Big Papa. When I throw pesos their way. Adios and bye, con Dios. A long way from GA. Someone do me a favor and pour me some Jaeger and I'll grab my guitar and play. Adios and bye, con Dios. Going home now to stay. The senoritas don't care when there's no dinero. Yeah, I got no money to stay. Adios and bye, con Dios. Going home now to stay. Just gonna prop up by the lake and put my ass in a lawn chair, toes in the clay. Not a worry in the world, a PBR on the way. Life is good today. Life is good today.
Going on in this town to keep me busy. I've been running around, up and down all these avenues, doing everything but thinking about you. As long as I stay on them, I'm fine. The city side of those city limit signs, you don't really cross my mind. As soon as be on the Granger side of that fence. Little starter house we finally outgrown. 1,200 feet, we're about to add home. Smiling out there watching them. Building the
get them baptized back in our day. If I'd have just stayed, I wouldn't be living in this condo, hanging out with Haley from Toronto. Got almighty, baby, we were that close to ditching up town, putting roots down. Out here on the outskirts,
Sam Hunt, loving it on the outskirts. Sam and his wife announced baby number three coming in 2025. Congrats to them. Hello, my name is John Glenn. Chris Stapleton after this new one from John Morgan. It's called Friends Like That.
The sun's gone down since you got gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone. All tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. Keeping better company lately. I'm doing all right for the shape I'm in. Alright, this fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a wide knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. On my own, girl, I might lose it, but I got buds to get me through it. I'm doing alright for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Turned up on a JBL, girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you? But I got friends like that. Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Doing all right for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on the JBL, girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.